corners around, so worn down. Our corners around, worn down, torn down, worn down. Our corners around, worn down. Our corners around, so worn down. Our corners around, worn down, torn out, worn down.
Sid Souter, you're listening to the Too Much Rock podcast number 55. We started things off this week with the band Wheat from Boston, Mass. The song is Round in the Corners from their album Every Day I Say a Prayer for Kathy and Made a One-Inch Square. That came out on Imprian Records in May. I'm not sure if they've reached the heavens with that one, but it's pretty solid. It doesn't have the big hook of the last record, which was all about pop, and it kind of doesn't have quite the bliss of the earlier albums, but it's kind of a mix of the two, so maybe it hits for you. I've got a very long podcast this week, like almost 40 minutes, so I can't afford to babble. I'm going to continue on here with the Chambermaids. This is a song called Nailed to the Floor.
We'll be right back.
That's fun stuff. That is the Chinese Stars with the song Left Brain. Came out on their album Listen to the Left Brain on 3WinG Records back in March. The band's from Providence. They tour nonstop. So if you can see them, because that's where the music's best. It's crazy. It's dancey. It's violent. It's fun. The album is good as well. It just doesn't, you know, you're only getting half the picture there. And before that, we had the Chambermaids with the song Nailed to the Floor off of their self-titled album. Came out in January of last year on Modern Radio Records. Something I hunted for a long time after reading a good review of it. And mostly, I don't know, it's a little dense for me. It reminds me a lot of the British Sea Power and stuff that just doesn't do that much for me. Hey, you know, it does for a lot of people. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Coming up next, I've got a new track from Iron and Wine. I'm going to play the song Resurrection Fern off of the album The Shepherd's Dog that comes out in September on Sub Pop Records. So here's Sam Bean with Resurrection Fern.
Stubborn boys.
across the road. We'll keep everything. Grandma's gun and the black bear claw. They took her dog. And when Sister Lowry says amen, we won't hear anything. The 10-car train will take that word. Fledgling bird. And the falling house across the way, it'll keep everything. The baby's breath, our bravery wasted, and our shame. We'll undress beside the ashes of the fire, both our tender bellies wound in baling wire. All the more a pair of underwater pearls than the oak tree and its resurrection fur. Beside the ashes of the fire, our tender bellies are wound around in baling wire. All the more a pair of underwater pearls than the oak tree and its resurrection fur.
That's very good stuff. That is In the Pines with the song The Dress on Fire off their self-titled album that came out on Second Nature November of last year. A Kansas City band that contains a lot of friends of mine from various bands in the past. Kind of how Kansas City done is it. And we started things off with their Iron and Wine song Resurrection Fern from the forthcoming The Shepherd's Dog. The album is... I don't know. You'll see. Some folks are really going to dig it. It's definitely got a fuller sound, but it sounds like it's approaching the land of the Grateful Dead to me, opposed to the land of sorrowful, kind of old-timey folk, which I really enjoyed about the early Iron and Wine stuff. Luckily, In the Pines keeps that tradition alive there, though their live shows are a little bit more raucous, which is good, because, you know, you go to see a band live, you really don't want them to put you to sleep. Low puts me to sleep. I like the records. Coming up next is a song by Hefner off the Odds and Sods collection Catfight. This is a song called Shit TV. Oh, I'd say it was more than all right. That was The Runaways with the song Rock and Roll, of course a Velvet Underground cover, off their self-titled album that came out in 1976. And I just actually picked that album up on CD. I had it on vinyl for years and found it on CD in a bin for $2.99. So really, you can't go wrong there, as that's such a supreme album. And that's one of the better Velvet Underground covers you'll ever hear. God, I love that cowbell. Before that was Shit TV from Hefner from their album Catfight. And that is 43 tracks or something of everything that was ever recorded that never made it to a record, including demos from their final album that was never released, as well as lots of weird bits in there, including some 1994 stuff very early in the band's career with a different lineup and just kind of Darren Heyman and worshiping Jonathan Richman and the Velvet Underground, which was fun stuff. Anyway, we're running out of time here. This has been Too Much Rock Podcast number 55. For more information on Too Much Rock, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. And we're going to end things this week, as usual, with something long, expansive, and maybe kind of scary for you. This is Neurosis, the song Given to the Rising, which is the title track from their new album. Came out in May on Neurot Records, and I think that's their own label as well. At this point, they get to do that sort of thing. And if you're not familiar with Neurosis, they've pretty much inspired and set the blueprint for every alternative metal band out there. Every Mouth of the Architect or whoever may be trendy and wonderful, they are the blueprint. And this is heavy and wonderful and smart with all sorts of different movements to this song. Anyway, I gotta stop talking.